Today's daf is Besechet Makot, daf Yud Tet. We're holding on the bottom of Yud Chet Amud Bet. Bottom line. So we've been discussing the nature of the Chiyuv of Bikurim, the dinim that we learned out, the Ramayuchat of Bikurim. Continues today, Omar Rav Barad, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Bikurim, Me'imatai Mechayavim Aleihem. Here we're talking about the Chiyuv of eating Bikurim to a czar, where it has the same din as trumas, as a fiyav of mita bidei shamayim. At what point do the bikurim have that kedusha? Taina's Rav Barada, from the time mishiyara upne habayit, from the time that they are, it's really a little bit of a machlokas, Rambam learns this means Yerushalayim, everybody else understands it to mean the azora. So once it's nichnas la'azor, and we saw already yesterday, we discussed three different levels of different shitot, at what point it is that we're ma'akev, the achila of the bikurim. So it was either hanocha, ma'akevet, if you learn that the hanocha was repeated twice, or it was the kriya itself that's ma'akevet, or we also had, in the event that you don't have that drasha, what is left with the actual knisa l'migdash. So here, we're talking about another element, of course, which is what point does it become osur l'achila zorim? And by the way, when we say what point does it become osur, we mean what point would there be a chiyav mita and that you'll be over on a lav of lo tuchal le'achol. But as far as the isur asay, that it's supposed to be b'kedushato and so on, or perhaps even a lav according to the Chazon Ish, that there definitely is. We're talking about the malchus misa chiyav. So that's a slightly different element, which Rava was talking about here. And that too is Mishira Upne Abayit. How do I see this? Keman, which one of the Tanayim is going according to Kiaitana? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bikurim, Miksatan Bachutz, Miksatan Bifnim, Shebachutz Arein Kichulin, Lechol Divrehim. So those Bikurim that a person is carrying now, even if he's carrying it in the tenor, so you would think that the Kli would be Metzarif the Bikurim. It's not Mitzar of the Bikurim. The portion of the Bikurim that are inside of the Mechitz Avedin of Hegdesh, Shebithnim, Ariam, Kehegdesh, Lechol Divrayim, and the portion which is Bachutz has a din of Chulin, Lechol Divrayim. Again, when we say Lechol Divrayim, doesn't necessarily mean literally as a din of Chulin, but Lechol Divrayim means in terms of this Isra. Omrev Sheshet, as far as the mitzvah of Bikurim, and at what point it becomes now Royal Achila, the Bikurim is a din in Hanocha. Hanocha ma'akevet b'hem, but Kriya ain't ma'akevet b'hem. Now, of course, we had this all the way from the beginning, immediately after the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan pointed out that there's a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon on one hand and the Chachomim on the other hand. And we had yesterday introduced a new shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is what Rava was referring to earlier. And so the Achronim understand that the word kiman that Reb Sheshes is saying, is Reb Sheshes' own word. Because otherwise it's a little bit weird for Reb Sheshes to be coming along and saying something all of a sudden as if nobody ever knew this halacha. We need to ask about Reb Sheshes after we've reviewed all the shittos of the Tanoim. So therefore they understand that Reb Sheshes says, the din is that Bikurim Anocha Ma'akevet Behem, and who am I going according to when I say that? Ki Haitan, which nobody mentioned earlier. The Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Dvarim, Mishum Shlosha Zekenim. So there were three Ma'amorim that Rabbi Yossi used to say over, and this is brought up in many different sugyas with the three in Yonim Arnogea. And one of them was that Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yocho Yale Adam Maaser Sheni Bizman Azeh B'Yerushalayim, V'Yocholenu. So you might think that nowadays a person can also bring up Maaser Sheni, and he would be able to eat it in Yerushalayim, even B'Shas HaChurban. So I would tell you on the surface that I know that that can't be. Why? Because V'dinu, I mean a Bechor, we know is included in that same mitzvah of Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And the din is definitely by a Bechor that you cannot. Now later on the Gemara is going to ask why one is so partial to you. But we'll talk about this in a moment. So Bechor requires Ta'un Hava'at Makom. U'ma'aser Sheni Ta'un Hava'at Makom. So I would suggest, without any further limudim, it's obvious, therefore, that in the same way that something that's ta'un, avat makom, everybody agrees, that cannot be done as manazeh for the b'chor. Ma b'chor, enu ela b'fnei abayit. Af ma'aser, enu ela b'fnei abayit. Now again, this is making all types of wild assumptions, which we're going to have to, first of all, we're going to have to cut through the assumptions. And secondly, we're going to have to figure out how any of this makes sense, even on the surface. What do you mean, a Bechor? A Bechor, you need to be able to bring the Dam and the Emurim, and only then to be Matir. What is it supposed to be? I'll bring a Bechor, Bizman HaZem, and eat it. Eat it as what? So if it's talking about a Bechor where you'll hold it, there's a Kedusha, Sabayis, Bizman HaZem, you'll actually bring the Bechor? So that, because according to, if you hold it, that it's Kitchel L'Shaitim, Kitchel L'Atid L'Vo, so then you'd be able to actually bring the Karmen. So is that what it means? So then why is one any simpler than the other? And why is not the very fact that you're Chayev and Maaser a Raya that Kitchel L'Atid L'Vo? So you can say, well, Monavshah. If not Kitchel L'Atid L'Vo, so then there's no Chayev of Maaser. If Kitchel L'Atid L'Vo, so there's a Chayev of Maaser, so why shouldn't I be able to bring it? You can see here where there's so many things that are intertwined. But first, let's just take it at face value. So Rabbi Yishmael is trying, and of course this is going to be a little bit roundabout, he's trying to bring a raya from the way that Rabbi Yishmael spoke about the din of Maaser. He's not even talking about Bikurim. From the way that Rabbi Yishmael spoke about the din of Maaser, to bring around to the fact that Bikurim, Hanachas, Ma'akevet, and not Kriya. It's really weird. But we'll see that there's a deal that he makes in Rabbi Yishmael. We need to hold on until we get to the end. But in any event, I'm suggesting, says Rabbi Yishmael, we'd know that on our own, without a plusik. So that if I understand, for whatever reason, that Bechor cannot be used Bizman HaZeh, the same thing would be true about Maaser Sheni. Ah, but, he says himself, that reason's not a very good reason, because I could always say that the reason that a Bechor requires now the coming to Yerushalayim dafka bizman habayit is because mala bechor shekein toun matan damim ve'imurim legabim mizbeach. Now, once again, I mean, obviously we couldn't have meant that we should, he thought originally to compare it to a bechor where there were no matan damim and imurim on the mizbeach. I mean, so then that has nothing to do with the status of Yerushalayim. It has to do with the fact that you never brought the matirin of the Bechor. What kind of possible comparison is that to Maaser Sheni that doesn't have any of these issues? So in the end, we're going to turn out that it's talking about where you brought the Dam and Emurim L'Gabei Mizbeach. So imagine a case where a guy brings his Bechor, and after being makriv, the Bechor, the Beis HaMikdash, is destroyed. Now he's left with the Basar of the Bechor. So therefore, we can have a laboratory situation in which we strip away the issue of the fact of Matan Damim Ve'imurim. I took care of that. Fine. So now we're left with Ich Achilat Basar Keneged Achilat Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara is not saying you didn't bring the Matan Damim Ve'imurim. It's saying the fact that you need Matan Damim and Emurim on the Mizbeah is a reason to be Machmir, to require for Bechor more stringent dinim in the Achilah. So perhaps by Bechor, there's a reason why you need to have Yerushalayim even after you were Makriv Ve'dam Ve'murim. Fine. Well, that reason perhaps doesn't apply to Maaser, where there's none of that Chumrah anyway. So again, we need to understand that we're talking about cases where we're stripping the requirements for the logistics, and we're talking only about the implications of the requirement in the first place for the situation right now, where the logistics have been handled. So perhaps that itself is a Chumrin Bechor. And here's where we get to the Bikurim in Rabbi Yishmael. This is all Rabbi Yishmael speaking out himself. Why it is that I feel I need to come to a Pasuk to teach us this. And why I can't just learn it out Mitzad Aspar. So first I attempt to learn out from Maaser, from Bechor. So no, I can't do that. Ah, but perhaps I can. Because after all, Bikurim Yochichu, I mean, Bikurim is also agricultural products. There's no Matan Dam Ve'imurim L'Gabei Mizbeach. Nonetheless, we understand, again, why it's more Pashut isn't clear, we'll talk later, but we all understand that Bikurim also Bizman HaZeh cannot be in Yerushalayim. So then that shows that it has nothing to do with Matan Dam Ve'imurim L'Gabei Mizbeach, right? Wrong. Because Bikurim also have a Chumrah that we don't have by Maaser. So Mala Bikurim, Shekei Te'unim Hanacha. And here, of course, is my diyuk that I want to make. You note that Rabbi Yishmael only spoke about Hanacha, never said a word about Kriya. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. But anyway, back to Rabbi Yishmael. So Bikurim require Hanacha, which Maaser Sheni, of course, does not require. And so I'm left with the question. Can a person bring Maaser Sheni Bizman HaZeh and eat it in Yerushalayim? Talmud Lomar, and therefore, I have no way of learning it out, Mitzad HaSvara, says Rabbi Yishmael. Instead, we'll have to get back to our trusty pasuk, the one that we've been analyzing for these past few days. V'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar, and so on. Ma'asar degancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, uvchorot bechorcha v'tzonecha. We're saying b'feirush ma'asar degancha is here being compared to bechorot tzonecha. That means that the Torah is being makish ma'asar to bechor. So just like a bechor eino ela b'fnei habayit, af ma'asar eino ela b'fnei habayit. That's the end of Rabbi Shmuel's ma'amar. Now the only part that interests me, says Rabbi Yosef, is that I'm trying to prove kiman ki haitana. I'm trying to prove that Rabbi Yishmol becomes now my mekor for saying that kriya is not makif. Because im ita, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yishmol held that kriya was makif, and not only hanacha, then why does he say mala bikurim she came to unim hanacha? He should have said mala bikurim she came to unim kriya hanacha. That's my proof. Rav Ashi, that's a pretty poor proof. Because, I mean, let's say you're right, okay? Let's say that kriya is not makif. That's very nice. Is there a mitzvah of kriya? Fine. So why isn't that mitzvah of kriya? Everybody's right, it's a mitzvah of kriya. So why isn't that mitzvah of kriya sufficient to make bikurim more chomer? What do I care whether it's makif? You're taking for granted the din is a din in Le'ikuvah. All I'm trying to show is that bikurim have a chumrah. So why isn't a mitzvah chiyuvit a chumrah? So even the shitatcha, you're not helping anything. Because Amar Rav Ashi, let's say you're right. Nihiti kuva leka. I mean, are we not agreed that mitzvah mi leka? There's no mitzvah to do the kriya. So then lema mitzvah, let's talk about the mitzvah, okay? Let's not talk about the ikuva. Talk about the mitzvah and use that as a question. V'lifra. Use the mitzvah as a chumrah in bikurim over meiser, and therefore you'll still be able to say without ikuva, well, how can I learn out meiser sheni from bikurim? Bikurim the Torah is machma to require kriya, whereas meiser sheni has not done a kriya. So maybe for the same reason that it's machma to require kriya, it's also machma to require achila b'Yerushalayim dafka b'zman habayit. Mashen came a meiser. What's wrong with that? There's got to be another reason. Another reason that kriya wasn't mentioned. Not because it's not makif, that's irrelevant. Ela Amar Rav Ashi, I'll tell you why we don't bother mentioning it over here. Because it's not an absolute. You can't think of plenty of cases where you're maybe bikurim without a mitzvah of kriya. There's many cases, ger, for instance, okay? The ger is unable to talk about the aretz that HaKadosh Baruch was nishba l'avoteinu, he doesn't have that shua. So because of that, I'm not going to talk about the fact that you always need a mitzvah of kriya, because you don't always need a mitzvah of kriya. So given the ika bikurei hager. So all bikurim require hanocha. Fine, so I'll talk about hanocha. Only the majority of bikurim require kriya, but it's not an absolute requirement. So given the ika bikurei hager and many other cases, as the Rishonim speak out, it's just the most bolet. We're over there, since kriya involved saying the posik, asher nishba Hashem la'avoteinu, the ger cannot say that this is now ikarati ayom and so on. Kibati al aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avoteinu latet lanu, because it wasn't promised to him. So therefore, lopsikale, he's not going to talk about the mitzvah of kriya that is not an absolute. So he sticks to anacha. You can't learn anything from here as to what it is that Rabbi Shmuel holds about the chiyav of the about the ikuva or chiyav of the kriya. But you know, now that you mention it. Why didn't Rabbi Yishmael just make a ma'atzad? He sort of, weren't we all expecting him to say, Bikurim is not a good hochacha, because Bikurim requires hanacha. What's the next obvious step? Bechor yachia. Bechor doesn't require hanacha. Ma'ala bechor shekein ton matandomim ve'emurim legabi mizbeach. Bikurim yachia. Bechozer adin lo rizek rizek v'lo rizek rizek. Atzad ha'shav ha'shebeh shechayavim lo'ochlam b'Yerushalayim ve'ein ochlam me'ala bizman ha'migdash. Fine. So then you have your limud. Why do you need the pasuk? Talmud Lomar. You skipped to the Talmud Lomar. And we were all waiting to hear the rest of it. Ask the Gemara, why not? Mishum, the ikal mifrach. Well, because there's an obvious comeback to the ma'atzad. What would the ma'atzad be? You're going to say the common denominator is only one thing, that they require achil and Yerushalayim. That's not true. The common denominator is that they both need the mizbeach for one purpose or another. Bikurim requires danacha and the mizbeach. The name is Bach Hashem Elokecha. And the other one requires matadam and the mizbeach. No, that's not a common denominator. They both have a chumrah that relates to the Binyan HaBayit. Does Maaser relate to the Binyan HaBayit? No. So how are you going to learn out from two things? Like how many things you got? The thing that they have in common is that they need access to a Bayit. So maybe even after, logistically, I took care of that access, maybe that Chumrah itself changes my relationship to Yerushalayim Bizman HaBayit or Shalom Bizman HaBayit. So Mishum Dikla Mifrach, Ma La Tzad HaShavesh Behen, Sheken Yesh Behen, Tzad Mizbeach. This, of course, might force us to reassess the answer we gave a minute ago as to why we didn't mention Kriya. Because Kriya is irrelevant. In other words, originally we were just looking for, okay, before we thought about the Mahatzad. So if you stam want to list the issues that Bikurim is Chomer. So say there's a mitzvah of Kriya, forget about Hanoch. But if we would have said that, then we could have created a Mahatzad. The point that Rabbi Shmuel was making, look, I'm not interested in talking about all of the Chomers. I'm interested in talking about the thing that allows you to understand why we're going to need access to the Pasuk. There's only one, and that's Hanocha. Kriya is irrelevant, because Kriya would still have allowed me to do the Mahatzad, you see? So we have now a better reason than was originally offered by Rav Ashi. So now, it's not Stam, you see, we're looking back now to... Once we mention Rabbi Shmuel, we might as well get to the bottom of Rabbi Shmuel. It's much more than that. It's that by getting to the bottom of Rabbi Shmuel, we understand even more fully why it is that Kriya is irrelevant to our discussion. Okay, so now we understand Rabbi Shmuel. We feel that Rabbi Shesh has made a mistake in claiming that you can derive from Rabbi Shmuel what the din is about Ikuva of Kriya. But the problem, of course, is that the whole thing makes absolutely no sense because we seem to be making all types of assumptions, contradictory assumptions, learning one thing from something else that was an assumption that we don't want to make for the other thing. I mean, what is going on over here? Tell me what it is that our starting point is. Microsoft. What exactly is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? I mean, Ikasova Kedushari Shona Kichela Sha'ata, the Kichela Atid Lavo. I mean, what does he hold now? There's a number, again, very confusing issues that are being raised here. Normally, the Gemara is machalik between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. When we use the words Kedusha Rishona, it often means literally Kedusha Rishona. Because the Kedusha Rishona was a Kiddush of Kibush. And therefore, once the Kibush is batel, so it could be that the Kedusha is batel. The Kedusha Shnia... of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Shnia is based on a UN resolution, or a Koresh proclamation, or a Balfour proclamation, where over there, it's not based on Kibush. Therefore, it's not Batel where you go into Galut. What does that have to do with it? Just because the UN passes another resolution, so now all of a sudden we don't have a Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, there's usually a difference between the two. Now, in this case, we couldn't care less. And as the Rishonim point out here, Kedusha Rishena simply means whatever initial Kedusha was there. The reason for this is because, as Tosus points out, you've got a contradiction here. If there's no Kedusha, so there's no Chiyuv of Maaser at all. What are we talking about? And if you're going to tell me that there's no Kedusha, even to say, well, maybe there's Kedusha Ta'aretz, but there's no Kedusha of Yerushalayim. But if there's no Kedusha of Yerushalayim, then the Bamot are Mutarot, because they're tied to the Din of Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Now this makes Tosus change the gears and the Gemara later on and so on, as we'll see. Rashi makes it very clear that we're talking about three completely different issues, not two different issues. There is a Din in Kedushat HaBayit. So you can have Kedushat HaAretz. Okay, so Kedushat HaAretz could be it's a permanent thing. If it's a permanent thing, then it would mean the Chiyav Bizman HaZeh would be Midioraita anyway, to take Maaser Sheni. It could be that indeed Bamot are Asarot, because Yerushalayim is Kodesh. But if something is defined by Achila inside now the Machane Levia, so then where exactly would be without a Machane Shechina? Is there a Kedushat HaBayit or not? There's no Kedushat HaBayit, so then you don't have an Azara. If you don't have an Azara, so then you won't be able to eat in Yerushalayim anyway. So therefore, Rashi says, look, our question over here is about Kedusha Rishona of the Bayit. That's what we're talking about here. So we're assuming now that there's definitely Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's why we're talking about Maaser. Question is there also a Bayit, even though I don't have a Mechitza around the Azara, but this is Kodesh because it's the Kedusha of the Makkah, or not? So I want to know, what does he hold? Does he hold that Kedusha is L'sha'ata and Le'atid Lavo or not? If he holds that Kedusha Rishona is Kichal Shata and Kichal L'atid Lavo, and that's the question, so I don't understand, why would it be different for a Bechor or Maaser? So then Bechor, you should also be able to eat Bizman Ezer. Again, I mean, I understand that we're stripping away the logistical requirement for the Basar and the Dam on the Mizbeach. Obviously, you're going to come up with an explanation of how we managed to do that. Okay, as we said before, we'll see that the way we managed to do that is by creating a situation where the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed after I brought the Dam and Emor. So I brought the Dam and Emor, I'm fine. Now what's the din? Can I eat without a mechitza or not? So if you hold the Kedusha is there without a bayit, so I can eat. What's the problem? So why are you asking me more about Maisa than about a Bechor? Bechor is the same thing as Maisa. If you hold Kedusha Rishayna was only Kichala Sha'ata, by the way, it's fascinating in terms of the way, in the end, the Rambam, I mean, this is not the only place of the sugya. This is a sugya that needs to be incorporated from all over Shas. It's one of the most complex sugyas. Here we're taking for granted that there's a Kedusha Rishayna on the Oretz, and perhaps no Kedusha Rishayna that remains on the Bayit. Halacha L'maisa, the Rambam Pask is the exact opposite. That the Makom of the Bayit is called Kedushat Shechina, which is not up to you, and it is never bottom. It's the Kedushat HaAretz Davka that is Betel. Okay, but again, this is not really our primary sugya here in Makis, but just to get a sense of the issues that need to be taken into consideration. Where does the Kedusha come from? Is it Kedushas Kivush? Kedushas Heskem of Chazaka? Is it the Kedusha of the Shechina, the actual presence of the Shechina? What's the relationship of that Kedusha to the Didim of Mechitzes? Is there a difference between the first Kedusha and the second Kedusha? These are all issues that the Gemara is burying beneath the surface. So if you hold Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Lachavtid Lavo, Afilu Bechor Nami. Ikezerva Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Lachavtid Lavo, Volo Kichalatid Lavo. So then you have the same question about the Bechor. So now Afilu Bechor Nami Tiboy. I don't understand why Bechor is different than Maaser. Whatever the situation is for one, is the situation for the other. Once we've gotten rid of the question of requiring the actual physical presence of the Mizbeach, Amar Ravina, Le'olam Kasava Kedusha, was Kichel HaShaita V'lo Kichel HaTid Lavo. Now again, Tosus cannot accept this gears. Because according to him, then that would mean that even Bamais are Mutarais. If Bamais are Mutarais, so then, just like we said during the time of Nov and Givon, that you can eat Maaser Sheni anywhere. You don't need to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim once Bamais are Mutarais. The whole din of Yerushalayim is only where you have the Kedusha Shechina. Because he's not Mechalek between a Kedusha of the Bayit. So he says it can't mean this. It has to be Kichel HaShata V'Kichel HaTid Lavo. All right. But this is Rashi's Girsa. Kichel HaShata V'Lo Kichel HaTid Lavo. And we're talking about over here. A Bechor. V'Hakha B'Bechor. Shinizrak Damo. Kodem Korban HaBayit. Obviously, we took care of the Dinim of the Emurim in the Dam. Okay? So you'll say, so what do you know now about the Bechor that you didn't know about the Maaser? Explain to me. I'm going to explain to you. What happened over here is, I took care of the Dam. The Basar is now in front of me. I want to have a piece of Bechor steak. Can I or not? That's my question. The reason that I'm so sure by Bechor that I cannot is because Makshinan Bisaro L'damo. That's the problem, which is not an issue by Maaser. Because when it comes to the Bechor, the Torah talks about Edamo Tizra. And Bisaro should be eaten in this Makam. So we have a Hekesh that has no application to Maaser Sheni. But it teaches us that ma damo b'mizbeach, just like the dam, logistically can't be brought except on a mizbeach. So if it's telling me that there's a hekesh, that's got to be telling me that the eating of the basar is dependent on the kiyum of the bayit. If there's no bayit, no achilas basar. So what do I need the bayit for? That's not the point. The Torah is saying that the bayit is a requirement. That's the given. Now that that's a given through the hekesh, I now take the second Hekesh, which Rabbi Yishmael is bringing from the Pasuk Ve'achalta Lefnei Hashem Lotecha, Bamakom Asher Yivchar, Masar Degancha, Uvkorot Bechorecha. Bechorecha, right? So you have now Bechor compared to Maser, and the Dam of the Basar of the Bechor is compared to the Dam of the Bechor. So therefore, we have now Maser equals Basar, Basar equals Dam, and we now know from Bechor that Maaser is also Bizman Hazeh. That's what he's trying to do. So Makish Maaser LeBechor as the second stage in the other Pasuk of Achalta. And therefore I now know that you cannot eat Maaser Bizman Hazeh. Well, this is all very pretty except for one very serious issue. And that is that even though B'chol HaTorah Kula, we have a klal that the limudim, that the Torah gives us according to the rules of Nitan Lidrosh Behem, those klolim can be multiple. In other words, I can learn something out from a hekesh. Then I can take that hekesh, learn something out from the derivation to a kal v'chomer. Then I can take the derivation from the kal v'chomer and make it a matzah to something else. And so on and so forth. As long as I stick to the way in which the Torah is nidrash b'hem. But by kachim, that's not true. By kachim, a lamad cannot be applied to another lamad. Or a lamad cannot be learned from another lamad. Now, how to phrase that is a machlokas we're about to see. But the assumption right now is that if I learn something out from a hekesh, such as in this case, I learn out the basar of the bechor from the dam of the bechor. Now what you want to do is use the basar of the bechor to teach with another lamad, in this case a hekesh, that ma'aser shedi should have the same din as the basar of the bechor. I can't do that. So v'chi davar halamad behekesh, kozer umlamed behekesh. I thought the rule is by kachim that's not doable. Says, no, wait a minute, by kachim. What kachim? We're talking about Maiser Sheni. Maiser Dagan isn't kachim. Maaser Dagan Chulinu. So why not? Says, why not? Because that is the major question. Is the issue here that you cannot teach or that you cannot learn? So if it's that you cannot learn, okay, you're right. You cannot learn kachim from a second-tier derivation. But if the way to understand it is that kachim cannot be applied in a second-tier derivation, who cares that what it is I want to apply it to is chulin? The point is what I'm learning it from is kachim. Therefore, heini chalamad yomer batar lamad. Okay, it's all very nice. If you're telling me that we look to the potential derivative, in this case, the miser. And that miser is what defines whether this is something that can be learned from a second order or not. Okay, so then that's your answer. Since miser dagan is chulin, so I can learn chulin from a second order derivation. So I'll use a second hekesh to derive from the first hekesh, despite the fact that the first hekesh was dealing with kachim. But if you go according to the mandi amar, the issue over here is the application of an element of Kodesh to something else where that application is itself a second derivation. So then you got a problem. Because now I'm trying to use the basar of the Bechor, which I only know from the dam of the Bechor, and apply it with a second Hekesh to, albeit Hulin, but nonetheless it's being applied from Kachim. So then we have a problem. Says the Gemara, even there we don't have a problem. Because even though Lamaisa, you're right that it's a hekesh to compare Basar to Dam, but you cannot view Basar and Dam, once that hekesh exists, as two different things. The hekesh merely tells me that a Bechor is a Bechor is a Bechor. That's what it boils down to. That the Dam and the Basar of a Bechor is one thing. Once you tell me that, I don't see it. What do you mean second order derivative? Even the Man Yomar holds, you look at the Melameh. I mean, what's the Melameh? The Melamed is Bechor, not Basar Bechor, from Dama Bechor. Bechor, this is the din of Bechor, in all of its elements, including its Basar. Memela, there I could, even according to him, apply now the din of Bechor as a first order, not second order, to the din of Maaser. So Memela Rabbi Yishmael works out according to either approach, but Alibar Bashi doesn't afford us any additional information about the din of Bikurim when it comes to Kriya Bing Ma'akev or Hanocha Bing Ma'akev. Now, the next case that we had in the Mishnah was eating kachim kachim and miser. We said, if you eat them now outside of Yerushalayim, I don't get this. Didn't the first Mishnah say that? Do you remember the words of the first Mishnah? The words of the first Mishnah, well, the Mishnah before this, was miser sheni v'hegdu shalom nivdu. But what do you think that means? Miser sheni v'hegdu shalom nivdu. Tonino chodazimna. Maser sheni v'hegdu shalom nivdu. Where exactly are you eating this miser sheni shalom nivdu? I mean, if you're eating in Yerushalayim, you're doing a mitzvah. You're certainly not going to get malchus for doing a mitzvah, are you? So you're eating it outside of Yerushalayim. What the point of lo nivdu means it's still miser. So you're simply repeating it in different words, no? You said the same thing in the first Mishnah and in the second Mishnah. So here you are in Yerushalayim. In one case, you call it eating Maaser Sheni without pidyon. In the other case, you're calling it eating Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. I don't care what you call it. It's the same issue, which is to eat Maaser Sheni. Obviously, it's not. If it was a pidyon, it wouldn't be Maaser Sheni. So this whole thing is crazy. Maaser Sheni v'hegdu shalom nivdu. They're both the same issue. On Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, no, they're not the same issue. The Seifa is talking about, the second Mishnah, we're calling the Seifa, is talking about Maaser Sheni and a Gavra Tohar. The problem over here is that you're eating it outside of the choma. That's our issue. One issue and one issue only. But where we're stressing shelo nivdu, we're talking about ma'aser sheni tamei, a gavra, or a gavra tamei, that's actually machloket rishonim, whether it's andor, and he's eating it in Yerushalayim. That's the point. So we're saying that if it wasn't nivda, you've got another iser. And you're going to get malchus for that iser. And that iser is achilas maser, without a pidyon, which I would have been able to do in Yerushalayim. You see the clever way that the Mishnah forms the statement. The issue is that I didn't poda it. Because the issue is you didn't poda it. If I'm in Yerushalayim, I can't be poda it. Ah, why do you think you could have been poda it? Because it was tameh. So you're meant to figure out now, if I'm focusing on a pidyon, so then that's the chiddush. I should have been paid it even though I'm in Yerushalayim. Normally I can't be paid. You can only be paid by definition outside of Yerushalayim. Yes, but if it's talking about outside of Yerushalayim, it's just a repetition. The two Mishnah is the same case. This has got to be talking about in Yerushalayim. So why is it saying you can't be paid it? Obviously, I mean, you weren't paid it. Obviously, you could have been paid it. It's got to be talking about that it was tamei. Everything works out beautifully. So if it was tamei, we have a new chiddush, an additional malchus. And how do I know that there's an additional malchus? How do you know, indeed, that we're talking about a chiddush of love for malchus? The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo biarti mimenu batamei. When you say vidui maaser, one of the things that you say is that I didn't eat this maaser when I was tamei. Whether anitamei v'hu tahor, anitahor v'hu tamei batamei. If there's any element of tumei here, I was not nikshal in that. I mean, it's all very nice. He's talking about it. But where does it say not to do it? I mean, the guy is saying, I didn't do it. Where does it say that you can't do it? Where's the azara? You're saying you're chayav malka. That, I don't know yet. What do you mean you don't know? This is an interruption. Excuse me. What do you mean you don't know? We're going to get back to Bright in a minute. What do you mean you don't know? Tumat haguf? If you are tamei, it's a feresh apostle where you know it from. Be'ed yektiv. It says, Be'feirush, nefesh asher tigabo, v'tama ad ha'arev. Listen to this. First it says, a nefesh that becomes tamei, gentlemen, is osir until the night. What does that mean? It requires ha'arev shemesh. Continues the pasuk to say, v'lo yochal min ha'kodashim, ki im rachatz b'saro b'mayim. What's it going to do you any good to be rachatz b'saro b'mayim? It says, v'tamei ad ha'arev. The pasuk contradicts itself. So obviously, there's a certain kedusha in which you don't need ha'arev shemesh. Since we know that the lowest level of kedusha, we have an iser of eating betuma ma'aser sheni, for ma'aser sheni, it's enough to go to the mikvah. So that a tful yom would not be aser. So the pasuk is specifically addressing the din of ma'aser here. And it continues to say, velo yochal min ha'kodashim. You can't eat. I don't get it. You're saying, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You never read the Bible? It says, velo yochal min ha'kodashim. So well, don't tell me. How do I know? I don't know. You do know. Okay, fine. Let's make that clear. What the Bright is saying over here is, we all know about that issue. That's if the guy is tummy. But what about if the miser is tummy? Tumat atzmo. How do we know if the maaser is tummy? Where would it say that there is an iser if you went ahead and you ate it? I'll show you. It's a beautiful limud, actually. The Torah says, Lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha. Again, we're still involved in that same two psukim. The v'achalta and the lo tuchal lechol. So, lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha ma'asar degandcha. Now, that word b'sharecha, we've already found, has been a very meaningful word that showed us all types of dinim. There's another element that b'sharecha teaches us. Because the word b'sharecha also occurs with cases of balei mum, where you're going to be paid it and eat it, or a bechor, where it says b'sharecha tochlenu hatamei v'hatahor. So it doesn't matter now whether you're taking psulei amugdashim, let's talk about a bechor balei mum. You could have a tamei and a tahor, and they're eating together. It makes no difference at all, as the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel pointed out. Afilu tamei v'tahor, ochlim b'ka'ara achat v'ein chashishin. Two people, you have one guy who's tamei, one guy who's tahor. It makes no difference if they're eating out of the same plate. What do you mean? The guy who's tamei is going to touch the... So what? So you say the meat's tamei. So what? But you're tahor. So what? We're talking about over here, psili amugdash. So the Torah is specifically saying when it comes to the case of a Bechor, that is a Balmun, we couldn't care less. There's no iser not in Tumat Yaguf. There's no Isser in Tumat Abasar, or Tumat Atzman, as we call it over here. That's all okay. What type of Achila is that called? It's called Bisharecha Tochlen. So if you're telling me, Lo Tuchalecho Bisharecha Masar Degan Chazmekyut, you can't eat a type of Achila Bisharecha when it comes to Masar Degan Chaz, what's that telling you? You cannot eat the type of Achila which is going to be tummy. So that was limited to Dafka Bechor, not to Maisar. And that's a lotasa, lo tuchalecho, bisharecha. So in other words, that bisharecha, I'm unable to have, v'komar achmona, that tummy, her tummy de sharilecha, gabe tohor, hatam, hachalotecho, the tumah that I allowed you to eat betumat basar, in that other case, meaning of a bechor b'amum, which I called bisharecha, you cannot eat bisharecha when it comes to maaser sheni, lo tuchal. Now, why does the Mishnah call that eating without pidyon? How do you know I could even be paid it if I wanted to be? I thought there was a din of klitat mechitzot b'Yerushalayim. Now, once you go into Yerushalayim, that you can no longer be paid it. Where does it say in the Torah I could be paid it? That the Mishnah should say shalom niftu? This we had before. Minolan dabar pidyahu. The Omar Rabbi Elazar. It's because, as we've seen before, that Rebbe Eliezer points out, minayin l'maaser shenish nitma, shepodin oto afilu b'Yerushalayim. How do I know that I would have been able to be paid a maaser sheni even if it was in Yerushalayim? And kota mechitzot, but it became tamei and now I'm not able to eat it, because alo tuchal lecho b'sharecha. Talmud lomar, ki lo tuchal se'eto. Now the simple meaning of lo tuchal se'eto is that it's talking about you've got so much thing that is kodesh, but kedushas ma'aser sheni, that you'd have to rent a couple of trucks to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So it's too much to carry. Lo tuchal se'eto. Therefore, what should you do? V'tzarta kesef v'yadecha. Be paid it onto a coin, and instead of taking up two trucks of produce refrigerated to Yerushalayim, take a coin up to Yerushalayim and buy the produce in Yerushalayim. And now you'll be eating the kedushas ma'aser in Yerushalayim. That's the simple meaning of the verse. However, points out Rabbi Yez, the word se'eto is an unusual word. Because, I mean, it's not the way we would normally have spoken about stam, bringing something. It would be molech something, be noitel something. If it says kilo tuchal se'eto, it's got to be meramis to another meaning of the word se'et. And we know what that other meaning is. Ein se'et ela achila, shenema vayisam mas'ot me'et panav. So where we were talking about over there, giving the gifts and the food that Yosef was giving to his brothers, it calls them masa. So that lo tuchal se'eto is referring to eating. If it's tummy, can I eat it? No. Lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha. Okay, so what should you do with it? Bitzarta b'kesef. You see from here a beautiful remez that there is a din of pidyon ma'aser sheni, even in Yerushalayim, on condition that it's not edible. Why is it not edible? It's tummy. Omer Abibi, Omer Abasi. We'll see this difference in a moment. Omer Abibi, Omer Abasi, minayin l'maaser sheni tohor. Let me show you another limit here. How about if you don't have a problem of tuma? And there you are, one step out of Yerushalayim. All you got to do is pick it up, carry it in. So again, the simple meaning of the verse is, well, I mean, you're going to have to rent a truck and refrigerate it, and it's a three-day drive, and so on. So then I tell you, v'tzarta kesef b'yadecha. No, I'm telling you that there's a remez over here that so long as you're outside of the door, you're able to be v'tzarta kesef b'yadecha. That's because it says, ki lo tuchal se'eto. So the other meaning of se'eto is not that you have a problem of carrying it because of weight. All the problem is that you're not there. That's the point. You can't just pick it up and use it. So it must be that it's being matir. Wait, didn't you just say that we use the unusual language that meant la'ochlo? You just said that's Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, but I like Rabbi Eliezer. No. If it was only coming to me the chiddush of the din of eating the tuma, it wouldn't have to use the weird word se'eto. It would have said lo tuchal la'ochlo. Why would it say se'eto to force us to be derish for the story of Yosef and his brothers? Well, okay. So then how do you know that that's not what it means entirely? So ve'emel kulalach yudiata. I mean, once you're telling me it doesn't really mean la'ochlo, so then how do you know it means in any case la'ochlo? I mean, you're telling me we chose the word se'eto in order to tell me being outside of Yerushalayim at all. So then maybe that's all that it means. No, because in order to tell me that, all it needed to say was, Lema kro lo tuchal litlo. You can't take it. You can't simply pick it up. That's enough to teach me this. So no matter how you look at it, the word seito is not the perfect fit for either concept. It's not the perfect fit for the chiddush of you're not in Yerushalayim, you're out of Yerushalayim. And it's not the perfect fit for you're unable to eat it even though you're in Yerushalayim, right? So therefore the choice of exactly the wrong word, but a word that has two, this is so perfect for you. So perfect for you. So therefore the Torah chooses an ambivalent word that carries, excuse the pun, two completely different meanings. And it uses seito, to shema min atarte, to teach me that by choosing an inappropriate word, I can sometimes express more information than when the word is particularly appropriate. Because by definition, the more appropriate the word is, the more limited it is to the particular structure of the sentence. So if I force you to recognize, wait, there's a dissonance over here. That dissonance teaches me that it's got to fit in two completely different ways into the context that I'm saying. Yativ Reb Chanina Reb Hoshaya. Now, Reb Chanina Reb Hoshaya was sitting there and wondering, this din is all focused on the fruit. Now, we spoke yesterday about the difference between the iser of the individual who's outside of Yerushalayim versus the din of some item that had once been Yotzei in Yerushalayim but is now in Yerushalayim. There we were talking about kachim that were Yotzei. We pointed out that there's two separate Yisurim. The din of Basar Besada Treif as a permanent status. That's a din on the Basar. The din of the human being who's not in Yerushalayim, who's eating Basar, is a completely different issue. If he walks back into Yerushalayim, obviously, he's not permanently pogum by having walked out of Yerushalayim the way that Yotzei, which becomes now Basar Besada Treifa, that's permanent, right? They had an interesting case, in the opposite sense, questioning what the din would be of the peres of Meisr, that the person who's carrying is in one location and the Meisr is in the other location. So they were thinking like this, how about up Pitchad Yerushalayim, you've got us all the way up to the door. And you said, well, if the Meisr is out of the door, you're able to be paid at. What about if you're right at the door? What's the din? Now, it's obvious that if he is standing outside, and the Maaser is on, now, is in his suitcase, and his suitcase is inside, and he's carrying that suitcase. Over there, it's clear to me that kotu mechitzot, because the essential relationship is not to the person when it comes to the Maaser, but rather to the status of the Maaser as being edible or non-edible. Who cares where the guy is? I mean, if I bring in Maaser to Yerushalayim and the owner arrives a day later after it's delivered by FedEx, it's still kotu mechitzot. It has nothing to do with me. But what I want to know is, in the opposite sense, if it's my Maaser and I've arrived in Yerushalayim, what is the din of what I'm carrying? Does that become now part of me? Or not. So Masa'u Bachutz Mam. Tanalo Ahu Saba B'Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It was a certain, well, you can imagine the Saba in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's house has got to be Elio HaNavi, no? I mean, if anywhere Ahu Saba is Elio HaNavi, where the heck would it be Elio HaNavi if not in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's cave? Anyway, so it says in the Pasuk, if you look carefully at that Pasuk, so it says, Ki yirbe mimcha haderech ki lo tuchal se'eto. I say, what do you have to talk about? Mimcha. What do you mean mimcha? So it means kir yirchak. Mimcha means mimilu echa. It means from everything that is the expression of your extended self. In the same way that we understand that your extended self includes your clothing. So your extended self includes your suitcase, your backpack, and so on. So only if it's yirchak from your entirety. But if it's not yirchak from your entirety, that's not called yirchak mimiluecha. And then we don't say ki yirchak, and therefore you're stuck with the achal tasham, because it's not fully yirchak. It's only partially yirchak. That's your answer. Okay, asks Rav Papa, how far does your extended self extend? I mean, what about Huckfin with a stick and a, you know, the stick could be 3 feet long. And now you've got this little, you've got the bandana at the end. What about that? Is that your extended self? I mean, Huck would have actually liked to explore that question. But what would be the din? Legabe maaser. So I'd like to know, once you're raising this, how about nukit lo bekanya? How about you're carrying it now on a stick of bamboo behind you? My, how far does this go? Take, I don't know. We'll wait till elevators are invented. We'll talk about personal space. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maaser sheni. We started the discussion today with Bikurim. Here we're talking about now. There we're talking about the Chi of Misa in a Zor. Here we're talking about what is the din of being Chayev to eat a Dafke in Yerushalayim. That occurs at the moment that it's Nichnas to the very beginning of the Choma of the year. My time up. The Omar Kro Lifnei Hashem Lokecha Tochlena, and it says Lo Tuchal Lechol Bisharecha. Therefore, Kolecha Tekarina Be Lifnei Hashem Lokecha Tochlenu. So the two psukim are linked. Where I am allowed to eat, and I'm only allowed to eat inside. So then we kick into the next issue: Lo Tuchal Lechol Bisharecha. You cannot eat it once it's been there, whatever that there is, if you're now Bisharecha. But Kolecha De Lo Karina Be. If I wouldn't have been allowed to eat, so it wasn't nichnas lifnim, so then I'm not going to be usher in eating it. And therefore, it's both of them are interrelated. Bikurim miktzatan bechutz miktzatan befnim shebechutz arein kechulin lechol divrayim shebefnim arein kehegdish lechol divrayim. Om Rav Sheshet, bikurim hanacha ma'akevet b'hem kriya ein ma'akevet b'hem. Who am I saying this according to? Keman ki haitana, which none of you have mentioned before. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yomer shlosha dvarim mishum shlosha zekenim. One of which is that Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Yocho yale adam maaser sheni bizman hazeh b'Yerushalayim v'yochlenu. V'dinu, b'chor tu navat makom, maaser sheni tu navat makom. Ma b'chor einu ela b'fnei habayit, av maaser einu ela b'fnei habayit. Well, no, ma lo b'chor shken tol matan dam v'gmur magabim mizbeach. But still, bikurim yelchichu. Well, ma lo bikurim shken tol manacha. So I don't have where to learn it from, therefore let's look at the pasuk. Talmud lomar, v'yachalta sham b'fnei Hashem lo kecha, Maasar de gancha and bechorot bechorcha, so that means makish maaser le bechor, ma bechor ein el b'fnei abayit, af maaser ein el b'fnei abayit. Now, if it would be that kriya is ma'akev, says Rav Sheshet, imita, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel say ma le bikurim shekein tu'unim kriya v'hanacha? So obviously, if he only mentions hanacha, it's because kriya indeed he holds is not ma'akev. Amr Vashi, look, even if you're right, something's wrong. Because Nehidi Kuvaleka, certainly mitzvah mileka. So then let him talk about the mitzvah for pircha, velifroch. El Amr Vashi, what we're forced to conclude is only that kimadika bikurei hager, which you would not be korei, because the boy lememar shanishba Hashem la'avotenu, volo matzi omar, so it's lo psika leitinatana, that's all. Okay, why wasn't Rabbi Yishmael Mahad Adin of Atei Tebe Ma'atzad? Mishum Dikala Mifrach, both the Bikurim and the Bechor have Atzad HaShov HaShebehem, Shekein Yesh Behem Tzad Mizbeach, whether that is Hanacha or whether it's Matan Dam Ve'emurim. So let me ask you something. I mean, my Kasava, Ikasava Kedusha Rishana, Tichala Shata, V'kichala Atid Lavo. So why can't I eat a Bechor? Bezman Hazeh? So I feel a Bechor Nami? If you hold Kiddush Rishana Kitchala Shata, Velo Kitchala Tid Lavo. So then, what would be the problem? You have the same question about the Bechor as you do with Maaser. How can you prove something from Bechor? Afilo Bechor Namiti Boy. Om Ravina Liolam Kasava Kitchala Shata, Velo Kitchala Tid Lavo. So you're saying, why am I not confused about a Bechor as I am about the Maaser? I'll tell you why. Because we're talking about, obviously, that we handled the Zrika Sadan. And we brought the Emurim. So, okay? Now, Chorav Abayit. Now, I want to know if I can eat the meat. Adayin Bisaro Kayam. So, where it comes to the Bechor, I know my answer. I can't. Why? Because Makshinam Bisaro Ladamo. Madamo Bemizbeach. Af Bisaro is only mutter to eat when there's a Mizbeach. Now that is what the Torah is coming to compare to Maaser Degandcha and Bechorot Bechorecha. Makish Maaser LeBechor, and that's what Rabbi Shimon was talking about. But you can't do that. That's a Dover Lomad Vehekesh. It cannot be Chayz Malami Vehekesh, can it? Wait a minute, that's Kutchin, Maaser Dagan Eschulin, no? Well, only Enikol Manyom about the Lamadas, Lina. How about if you're old, you go according to the Batar, Milamed? The Milamed in this case is certainly the Kutchin, because it's Bechor, Ma'ikol Mima. What we'll have to say is that Dam Ubasar is not considered to be two separate issues. It's all Chodamilti. Okay, then you talked about Kutchin. Kutchin and Maaser Shady that were eaten outside of Yerushalayim, but that's the same exact thing in different words that we said in the first mission. Tinir chod zimna maaser sheni v'egdesh shalo nivdu, and they were lo nivdu, and what did you do? You ate them in a place where they weren't allowed to be eaten, right? So what's the problem? I mean, if you're in Yerushalayim, what's the problem? Amr of Yezber v'chanina, well, no, the seifa. This mission is talking about Maaser Sheni Tohor, the Gavra is Tohor. The only issue is the issue we mentioned. Chutz Yerushalayim. Tegorko Chutz Lekoma. The Reisha never says a word about Chutz Yerushalayim, is obviously talking about in Yerushalayim. And nonetheless, it can talk about Shalom Yivdu. Now, how the heck can I be put to something in Yerushalayim? Clearly, it's talking about, in the Reisha, Maaser Sheni Tamei, or the Gavra Tamei. And now you're in Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's coming to say, you should have been paid it, you ate it betuma in Yerushalayim, and you're going to be chayav a separate malchus for that. Uminale debachayav alay mishum tuma. Detani Rabbi Shimon Omer, the man who says in vidui maaser, lo biarti mimenu batame. Batame means in the milieu of tuma. I don't care, I'm tame, it's tahar, it's now tame, I'm tahar, but the point is that's batame. Yeah, but that doesn't tell you malchus. What do you mean, any yodea? Excuse me for a moment, let's stop that. Tumata guf be'ed yekativ, nefesh asher tigabo, utumeyad ha'erev, v'lo yochal min ha'kodashim. It's got to be referring only, what else could be referring to, in the end of the posuk where it says, kim rachatz b'saro b'mayim, that's not v'tama'ad ha'erev. And it says, you're not allowed to eat it. You're right. But what I meant was, I don't know yet, tumat atzmo, where the meiser is tamei, minayin, tichtiv lo tuchal lecho bisharecha, ulala no'amer bisharecha tochaleno, referring to the bechor, which is now a balmum, atamei v'atahar, says Rabbi Shmuel, pointed out over there. Tamei v'atahar means, I don't care how you got it, tamei v'atahar can be sitting and eating together, b'kara achat, ve'in choshishin. So tumah is not an issue. Period. The Ka'amar Achmana, that type of Tamei and Tahar, the Shari Lacha, Gabitor Hatam, that Bisharecha, Hacha lo tuchalecho Bisharecha, and you can't do it that way. All right, so now I know it's Aser. But how did the Mishnah know that I could be paid to refer to it as a Shalom Nivdu? So, Minolan Dabar Pidiyahu, Yomer Eliezer, Minayin Lamaser Shanishin Itma, Shepotino to Afilo Birushalayim, Talmud omar ki lo tuchal se'eto. And that word se'et means achila. Shemava yisa mas'ot meit panav. Omer abevi, omer avasi, minayin lamaser shenit tahor. Shepodino tafil, but siya achat chutzachoma. It doesn't only say, ki rechak mimcha adera. It says ki lo tuchal se'eto. What's the addition of lo tuchal se'eto? Shenemra, ki lo tuchal se'eto. Wait a minute, I thought we just used that. Mi boilek Rabbi Eliezer. Well, just to say Rabbi Eliezer, it could say lo tuchal ochlo. Why does it say seito? All right, so then maybe this is all it means. Oh, no. Because then it should have said lo tuchal litlo. It's this weird choice of a word of seito. Shema minotarte. Yotim Reb Chanina Reb Hoshai, Evakami Boilu. What's the din of apitcha di Yerushalayim? Obviously, in a case where the guy is bachutz, and the container, the suitcase that has now the Maaser Sheni is bifnim. Clearly called to a mechitzot. My question is, if the guy is bifnim and Maasa'o is bachutz, ma'u. Tanalo saba b'devei Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, ki yirchak mimcha hamakom, means it has to be yirchak from your entirety. Once you are bifnim, That's not your entirety. It's not mimilu echa. Boyer of Papa, would that even be if he's carrying it on a stick? Nakid labakanyamai. Take it. Omre vasi omre biyochan. Maaser sheni. Me'imatai chayamin ala. Mi shira'a p'nei hachoma. My time out the Omar Kro, Lifnei Hashem Lokecha Tochaleno, Uchiv Ki Lo Tuchalecho B'Sharecha. That means, Kalecha, the Karina Belifnei Hashem Lokecha Tochaleno, which is obviously only inside of Yerushalayim, Karina Belo Tuchalecho B'Sharecha. Kalecha, the Lo Karina Belifnei Hashem Lokecha Tochaleno, Lo Karina Belo Tuchal B'Sharecha.